One of the Catholic Church's highest officials in Australia has defiantly rejected charges that he and the Church actively covered up the abuse of children by clergy. The General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, Brian Lucas, appeared before the Child Abuse Royal Commission today. It's examining how the Marist brothers handled allegations against two members who were later jailed for multiple offences against children. Brian Lucas was forced to explain his reasons for not keeping notes when talking to priests or brothers accused of child sexual abuse. Emily Burke reports.
It's not the first time Brian Lucas has been asked about his note-taking practices. As General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, Father Lucas is also a qualified lawyer. And in the 1990s, he was part of a special issues committee set up to deal with child sexual abuse allegations. Last year, he told the New South Wales inquiry into abuse in the Maitland-Newcastle diocese that he hadn't taken any notes during interviews with paedophile priests because he didn't want to leave a paper trail in case of any legal action. Today, before the National Royal Commission, he was quizzed again about his habit of taking no notes, this time by counsel assisting Simeon Beckett.
It was my policy for two reasons. One, the practical reason that if you're going to take notes, he's not going to talk to you, and you lose the opportunity perhaps to move beyond this impasse of an allegation and a denial. The second reason is still his right as a citizen, according to the processes of our law, to not be required to self-incriminate.
The Keneen inquiry, the principal conclusions there, particularly at 1.69, says that makes a finding that the purpose of the practice was to avoid the creation of documentary records, and as a consequence of it, was that the documents that could later reveal to church outsiders, including the police or complainants in civil litigation, matters that might bring scandal on the church, including admissions of child sexual abuse by a priest. You're aware of that finding, I presume?
I'm aware of that paragraph.
And is that accurate in terms of the purpose of the practice of not keeping such minutes?
No, I don't believe it is accurate as to the purpose. The question I was asked in the cross-examination was along those lines, and my response was that that was a fair comment, but that was as to the consequence, not as to the purpose. It did not enter my mind then to enter into any form of deliberate purpose of frustrating the processes of the law.
But that explanation didn't satisfy lawyer Peter O'Brien, who's representing one man who was abused by Brother John Kosciusz-Szute at Marist College in Canberra.
For example, some might suggest that that approach is designed for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to cover up the discussion such that if ever to come to air, you could deny responsibility at the higher levels of the church and the Marist Brothers.
No, I reject that. The point and purpose of what happened in practice, of course, was to move some of these men to their plea of guilty. The word cover-up is used extensively without much realisation of the dilemma that we were faced, where you have a situation of an allegation by an adult victim who doesn't want to go to the police for whatever reason, good or not so good. You can't do nothing. But to suggest that respecting that right of a victim not to go to the police and then still cover up is something I completely reject.
The Royal Commission is investigating how the church leadership dealt with Brother Kosciusz-Szute and Brother Greg Sutton, who served 12 years in jail for 60 offences committed against 15 children. Anthony Hunt, a former superior of the Marist Brothers in Lismore, faced intense and extended questioning by Commissioner Jennifer Coate.
So as the deputy principal of a school in charge of 600 children in 1985, you did not know that the sexual assault of children was a crime.
It's the word crime that is the difficulty for me looking back to that time. I would have regarded it as a very serious matter, but I have to say, yes, the word crime did not enter into my awareness.
Despite you reading newspapers and watching television, it had not ever come to your attention that you saw any person charged with sexual offences against children?
I don't specifically remember, but I can't rule it out.
Is that a serious answer to the Royal Commission?
It's the best I can do with the understanding I had at the time.
And then came some admissions about what he should have done about Brother Sutton.
Then I would have been much more proactive in the situation. When I say proactive, I mean I would have been taking my own steps with the provincial to have the matter addressed.
And are you indicating to the Royal Commission that that's a matter now of regret for you?
I certainly do regret it.
And sorrow?
Certainly.
What's that sorrow for?
For the great harm that has been done to children, Your Honour.
The hearing continues tomorrow.
Emily Burke.